This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a ministry of the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Our speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoon.
On this Sunday before Good Friday, I invite you to think with me on the subject of Jesus' last breath on the cross of Calvary. In Mark 15, verse 37, we read these words, "And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost," or as the New King James puts it, "breathed his last." Jesus' last breath. If you have ever witnessed someone dying, you will know the last breath of a person is something very moving and indescribable, because it is something so final. It is something also so very impressive. Many times we are not given to witness that last breath of a person, not even of our closest loved ones. Sometimes people can be sad when they miss not being there when their loved one actually breathed their last and died. The fact is, our last breath is not in our hands and not exactly in our control, is it? But come with me now to witness the last breath of Jesus, the Savior. The Bible tells us how He was crucified in the open on a hill and in a place where all could see Him. Jesus' crucifixion and death was a very public event. The four Gospels also each emphasize this, how that Jesus breathed His last and died. Our text now, again, is from Mark 15, verse 37, where God's Word states, "And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and gave up the ghost, breathed His last." Jesus' last breath. Notice with me how powerful was His last breath, how purposeful, and how precious. Jesus' last breath was powerful, for clearly He gave Himself over to death rather than death overcoming Him. Jesus didn't succumb to death, but He surrendered Himself over to death. Death didn't take hold of Jesus, but Jesus delivered Himself over to death. He breathed His last voluntarily, we can say. No one else has ever done that, but Jesus did it. How do we know this for sure? Well, consider how and when Jesus died. Notice the text says how that just before breathing His last, Jesus cried out with a loud voice. This is remarkable. When people are on their deathbed about to breathe their last, normally, if you are there and want to catch something such a person might yet say, you have to listen very closely to their words. For they speak then in a very soft whisper, sometimes with only their lips moving and no sound at all coming out. But Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed His last. Indeed, the verb used in Matthew's account for cried out can also be translated shouted out. It is the same verb used in Matthew 14, verse 26 and 27, where the disciples were in a boat and they see Jesus walking on the water. And they, not knowing it was Jesus, cried out for fear in the midst of a fierce storm on the sea. It is a spirit or ghost. You can imagine those disciples didn't say that quietly. One commentator expresses this loud cry of Jesus, even as He was about to die, as a loud and piercing exclamation. And then think next of what was this loud cry with a great, literally mega voice or sound that Jesus gave. It was really the last two sayings of Jesus on the cross, which with His fourth and fifth word very closely followed upon each other. In John 19 we read, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar or sour wine, He said, 'It is finished,' and He bowed His head and gave up the ghost," or literally handed over His breath. You can imagine with what a loud and triumphant voice Jesus cried out, "It is finished." All that salvation work that was given Him to do from the Father for the salvation of sinners, Jesus perfectly completed it all. And so Jesus goes on with a loud voice to His last word from the cross, which we read about in Luke 23, verse 46. There God's word states, "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, He said, 'Father, into Thy hands I commend my spirit.' And having said thus, He gave up the ghost, breathed His last." These last two sayings of Jesus so demonstrate and prove, don't they, Jesus having accomplished what He had to do, how he voluntarily now gave himself over to death. Jesus' last breath is something so powerful. If you think of how Jesus spoke with such a loud voice just before, and what he then also said. On top of this all, think yet too of how much earlier Jesus died than the other two who were crucified with him. In order to speed up their deaths, we read the two robbers on each side of Jesus had to have their legs broken so that they suffocated on the cross. But Jesus' legs were not broken, for he had already died. In Mark 15, in verse 44, we are told how Pilate marveled. He was amazed that Jesus was already dead. And Pilate checked with the centurion in charge to make sure it was so. As one study Bible note about this states, crucified men often lived 2 or 3 days before dying, and the early death of Jesus was therefore extraordinary. Indeed. Jesus' last breath, you see then, from this all, was something powerful, so impressive and magnificent, proving and declaring beyond all doubt, Jesus gave himself triumphantly over to death. In John 10, verse 18, we hear Jesus say in line with this also those magnificent words, "No man takes it, my life, from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again." As we think of Jesus' death and his last breath, just think of it, won't you, how Jesus breathed his last, literally giving himself over to death, even the death of the cross. How powerfully he did so. Do you see that with me, dear friends? And does it move you and melt your heart too, the way Jesus so powerfully gave himself up when he breathed his last? What makes it all so very meaningful, of course, is that Jesus not only powerfully breathed his last, but purposefully so. Jesus, the Bible teaches us, came to this earth on a mission, sent of the Father, to seek and to save sinners. And the only way sinners can be saved, including you and me, is through Jesus the Savior in the sinner's place, living the perfect righteous life that we are called to live, and that we cannot live on account of our fall into sin. And at the same time, through Jesus paying all the punishment for sin that we sinners deserve, left to ourselves. Well, on the cross, Jesus hung there as the perfect, sinless Savior, and he suffered all his life, but especially on that cruel cross in body and soul. He suffered there and endured all the just and eternal punishment for sin that we deserve for all our sins and sinfulness left to ourselves. In other words, dear friends, Jesus breathing his last was most purposeful, because in that he would now pay the full wages of sin in the place of sinners, offering up a righteous sacrifice to God, even to death, even the death of the cross. Jesus would be the Savior of sinners for us from the womb to the tomb. And so also, as our text states, he breathed his last. It was something so purposeful on his part, for the wages of sin is death. And Jesus would fully pay those wages. As Savior of sinners, Jesus would do all that was required, that not one of his sheep should be lost and perish in the way. Jesus thus consciously, lovingly, trustingly, wholeheartedly also breathed his last and expired and died. He allowed himself to be put to death in the flesh, that total payment for sin before God in the place of sinners might be gained and obtained. Think of it. Think of it, how of himself Jesus didn't have to die at all. And he had no reason to die at all. He was in himself sinless, perfectly so even. Therefore death was not necessary for him. But as the sin bearer and Savior of sinners, in the place of sinners, yes, with our iniquities laid upon him, Jesus had to die, and Jesus even wanted to die, and he majestically and mercifully gave himself over to die. Indeed, for Jesus wanted to do the will of his Father, and he desired to be the gracious and glorious, complete Savior of sinners, even for as many as trust and obey him. You see, Jesus is a good shepherd, who said himself before in John 10, verse 15, "And I lay down my life for the sheep." And who are his sheep? Jesus answers that too in John 10, verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Are you one who hears his voice and who follows after the Lord Jesus and his leading as given us in his holy word, the Bible? Oh, when you are a true Christian, you confess and acknowledge that without Jesus as Savior from your sins and sinfulness, you are without hope before God and for all eternity. God's people are those who look to Jesus Christ and who call out to Him to be their Savior from sin, being sorry for sin and entrusting themselves wholly to Him. Is this what describes you too? God's people who hear Christ's voice and look to Him for salvation are also known in that they follow after the Lord, and they seek ever and more to walk and live in His ways and to flee from all sin and evil. And you seek to live honestly before God and men, yes, in your own family setting and wherever you are. Are you joined to Christ by a living faith, finding in Him alone, outside of yourself, all your salvation, indeed for body and soul, in life, in death? Jesus' last breath, how it should make us think too about our last breath. It will come to you, you know, and to me too. We do not know when or where, nor how even. Our last breath, I mean. But are you ready for it now? Are you ready for your very last breath, which can come suddenly and even totally unexpectedly, and then death and judgment? Outside of faith in Christ, in this life, no one can die in hope and peace. If you breathe your last, not as a true believer in Jesus Christ, not truly joined to Him, and not saved by Him, then you will perish in the way of eternal death. But hear now yet the gospel, and be persuaded of it, thinking only now of Jesus' last breath on the cross. How powerful it was, and how purposeful, and notice yet briefly, how very precious too. Oh, the gospel message is that through Jesus' last breath and His death on sinners' behalf, now all the wages of sin have been paid, and whoever believes on Jesus Christ shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. You see, the second Jesus breathed His last, the gospel tells us, exactly then the veil of the temple in Jerusalem was torn in two from top to bottom, stating that now the way was opened to be reconciled with God, yes, through Jesus' shed blood, through His finished work. When Jesus died, when He breathed His last, the earth quaked, and not only the veil of the temple was torn in two, but graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and it all declared now there's victory through Jesus Christ, even over death. Yes, all these miracles that happened the moment Jesus breathed His last was a testimony from God in heaven, proclaiming Jesus died as triumphant Savior, and in and through His death on sinners' behalf, we may find life, and that more abundantly. Jesus breathed His last as the victor over sin, Satan, death, and hell, and all on behalf of sinners, as the almighty triumphant Savior of sinners. We know Jesus didn't only die for our offenses, but He rose again to minister His gospel to sinners all over the world, throughout the ages. We have a Savior who died for His people, but who also rose again, as we will remember on Easter Sunday. He is the living, triumphant Savior of sinners. What a gospel, the gospel of Jesus' last breath, calling to all to repent of sin and believe, and to be saved now and forevermore. My friend, don't wait till your last breath to hear Christ's call to come unto Him as only Savior and Lord, but call upon Him even today, while it is yet the day of grace, yes, before your last breath. Be ready to die before you die, so that when you die, you don't really die. Look to Christ and trust in Him, trusting Him also in view of His last breath, so powerful, so purposeful, and so very precious. Amen.
If you would like a free printed copy of this message for yourself or a friend, please write to the Banner of Truth Broadcast, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest Calgary, Alberta, postal code T2W2R1. Once again, the address is 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. For more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, you can go to frcna.org, again, frcna.org on the Internet. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week at the same time for the Banner of Truth podcast. radio broadcast.